You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, you just don't get it, do you?
Huh? You don't get it, do you?
Rafer Guzman gets it. He's our Friday movie critic from Newsday. He joins us every Friday to talk about the weekend movies that you can take your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your family to when you get out there this weekend. Rafer, welcome back.
Hi,
to
Tom.
The Takeaway.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. And we're going to be talking about a number of films. We're going to get to trivia, you and I, right now. The first film we're going to talk about today is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. This looks like a goofy comedy. It is directed by Jake Szymanski. So a couple of 2 degrees of separation here. Here's your trivia. Stick with me. Jake Szymanski directed this film. Jake Szymanski also directed John Mulaney's stand-up film, New in Town. John Mulaney, the comedian. Here's your question. What beloved SNL character did John Mulaney co-create? Don't answer now. You're going to save that. Listeners, if you know it, you can tweet me. We're going to come back to it at the end. Rafer doesn't look like he know what beloved SNL character did John Mulaney co-create. That's your question. Now, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Rafer, this stars Zac Efron, Aubrey Plaza, who I love. Adam Devine's a goofball. He was in Workaholics on Comedy Central. Here's a clip.
You manage a hedge fund? I don't even know what a hedge fund is.
Oh, so there's a regular fund, and then there's a hedge fund. And our fund, we hedge it hard.
Oh, you know? Wow.
And I get in the morning, and I'm like, you know, how's the hedging coming? You know, you've been hedging? You hedged much? And it's like, too big to fail. Corporate greed, bailouts. In a New York minute, everything can change, you know, on the floor of the NASDAQ, in the UN, and then Fannie Mae. Bernie Mac, D.L. Hughley.
Oh, so you want some water?
Yeah.
That's so smart.
I think I hear some improv there.
Yes, you hear a lot of improv, of course, and that's Jake Szymanski, as you were saying, an improv vet. That's Anna Kendrick pretending to be a hedge fund manager, not very convincingly. She and Aubrey Plaza play two hot messes who are trying to pretend to be respectable so they can go on this all-expenses-paid Hawaiian wedding with Mike and Dave, played by Efron and Devine, as you said.
And is this whole thing as goofy and messy as it looks?
You know, I have to say, I wasn't expecting much going into this, but it is really fun. Funny, and that improv really comes in handy when you've got a cast like this. They're great. And it's one of these comedies where everybody is perfectly cast, from the main roles to the little roles. Alice Wetterland plays Terry, who's sort of a gender-ambiguous lady killer who has a rivalry with Adam Devine. Very funny from top to bottom. And what I liked about it is it's not mean-spirited. Even though this is an R-rated, very raunchy comedy, it's not mean. It's not spiteful. It's very friendly, kind of sweet in its way. And I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was very funny.
Well, I love Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec. She's one of the best things about that show.
She's great.
That is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Now, The Secret Life of Pets is the latest animated Pixar-like comedy. I don't know if it's Pixar or not, but this has Louis C.K. It has Kevin Hart, a bunch of stars. Here's a clip.
Katie brought home a new dog from the pound. She said he's my brother. I don't want a brother. And I don't even have a bed now. I'm sleeping on the floor like a dog.
Why would Katie do this to me?
Because she's a dog person, Max. And dog people do weird, inexplicable things. Like, they get dogs instead of cats.
Important to remember here, Rafer Guzman, is that these are all pets talking to
each other. Yeah. That's correct. And that's part of the joke here, is that your pets have a secret life. They've got an entire world, an entire social life that they're involved in when you're not around, when you leave for work.
I always suspected this.
Yes, exactly. And it turns out to be true. And that's Louis C.K. playing Max, little terrier, kind of a different role for him. Very chipper, very friendly little dog. Duke, this larger dog, moves in, and the two of them have to struggle for power. And then, of course, they get lost in the city. It's a really nice adventure.
My question for films like this is, does it work for the big people, not just the kids?
You know, it does. This is from Illumination Entertainment that did Minions and Despicable Me, not my favorite films. But this is, as you say, Pixar-like, and they're going for that level of quality, that level of emotional resonance, and I really think it works. It's a lot of fun, very clever, some great characters. I was really surprised by this one as well.
Last film for the weekend from you, Rafer, is Hunt for the Wilder People. A young boy and his uncle turned loose in the wilderness, missing in New Zealand.
There is a fear for Faulkner's mental health following the recent death of his wife. Police are not ruling out kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Park rangers have been alerted for anyone seeing the pair should report back to the nearest police station.
Oh, uncle, you're basically a criminal now. But on the bright side, you're famous.
What? can't go wrong with Kiwi accents for starters, but that's not enough to hold it up. So how is it?
You know, this is from Taika Waititi, who did What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
And it's very funny, very sweet. It's from New Zealand, so it's got that sort of eccentric, oddball edge to it. Sam Neill plays the uncle there, but you don't hear him in that clip. But the two of them are in the bush on their own, mistaken for fugitives, and they're being hunted. This is a really lovely, really sweet, wonderful coming-of-age film with this very odd humor. And what I like about it is it's got this tough core at its center, and that's due mostly to Sam Neill, who plays this grouchy guy who doesn't want to hang out with this crazy kid. But they form this bond over time, and it really works. It's one of my favorite movies of the year so far, and I think Sam Neill could be up for an Oscar for this role.
Rafer, I love this. You know, this is the first time that I remember when either I'm here or with John where you liked all three films of the week. I mean, this is a moment.
It's a great weekend, especially on in the middle of such awful news. It's nice to have three great films you can go see.
So you can take the kids. I don't know that I would take the kids to Mike and Dave Need a Wedding
maybe
Date.
Maybe not.
Maybe a date, or maybe yourself. All right. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday. And now we get to trivia, which was back on Jake Szymanski, who was the director of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Now, I told you that Jake Szymanski also directed John Mulaney's stand-up film New in Town, which, by the way, you have to see. Get on Netflix, see all the John Mulaney stuff. Jake Szymanski directed John Mulaney's stand-up film New in Town. What beloved SNL character did John Mulaney co-create? Rafer.
I'm just too embarrassed to even take a guess, Todd. I have no idea. I'm drawing a complete blank.
Let me help you.
When it comes to spring break, this place has everything. Chutes, ladders, the outdoor concert from a Zoloft commercial.
Robin Gelfenbein on Twitter knew that. She tweeted me and said that that character is Stefan.
I'll be darned.
Of course, Bill Hader, co-created with John Mulaney, created the Stefan character. Apparently a hybrid of a club guy who they knew who was annoying, who knew every secret club in New York, and also Bill Hader's barista at Starbucks, who every morning greeted him saying, "What are you having this morning?"
All the best stuff comes from real life.
That's the hybrid. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday. Thanks for helping us.
Thanks, Todd.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.